At 12 o'clock, we'll be at Calvary Road Baptist Church. They are having their luncheon over there, and they've so kindly invited us to come over and sing. So we're have singing over there on Sunday. And so just looking forward to good things. I want to read in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. I'm going to try to get you out of here at 12 o'clock today. So if you want to sit your watch, put a beeper on at 12, it's up to you. Do it. I believe that I was moved on Friday night. I was so looking forward to the concert. It seems like with the events of just under a month now, with Rich passing away so suddenly, with everything that went on, that the responsibilities and the good things that we're asked to do and able to do for God, and the busyness that all that comes about, and also fighting with being under the weather. And you know how you are when you're sick. You just don't feel good. Your energy level's not there. And normally I also work managing condominiums over in West Springfield, and that job's not the busiest or most demanding job. That's why I can still do it. But it's been real busy over there. We've had things to do, and we've had fire marshal. We've just had inspections. Everything is kind of so. And I walked in on Friday night. I just walked in ready for a concert. I was ready. And there really is no group that comes that seems like they enjoy being here at Mount Calvary more than the Proclaimers Quartet. Those guys had some problems getting here. They showed up a little late. And when they rolled in, they were like busy bees here setting up, because usually they get here around 3:30, 4, relax, do the setting up of all the equipment, do sound checks, run over a couple of things. Well, this was after 5, and they're rolling in. They're trying to get things. We're going back and forth. Tommy Freeman's got little coolers of his grill items we have going. It's just once again, everything is just. And then the concert began. We got to sing, and I was very proud of the guys, Mount Calvary guys, singing that night. And somebody right in the second pew over here, right behind us, the ladies asked, "Can you sing? Can you sing? I can't even walk." I said, "Okay, we're going to do it. That's how we're going to start." We sang "I Can't Even Walk" along with the guys from the Proclaimers. And oh, what a thrill it was. We sang our songs. They got up and they sang. We got to the second part of the concert. And the guys, they were just going over songs that people had requested. And this song and that song, Beulah Land. They do a version of Beulah Land. Sweet Beulah Land is as good as any I've ever heard. And they were doing song. The song came up about "I Believe," and none of the guys knew the words, and they were searching, and finally got some of the audience come on up and try to help them with the words over there, trying to. And he said something after that just moved me. He said, "You know," he said, "we might not have done that well. We might mess it up. We might look foolish," he said. "But there was one time a lady who came and asked me to do a song, and I said, 'No, ma'am, I didn't know the words for it.'" And he said, knew inside his heart he didn't want to sound foolish, but that lady passed away that evening. And he said, "That is something I have had to live with." And when Tommy was telling this, you knew that he was telling you exactly the truth and what had gone on. After that concert, I walked down the aisles here to try to greet folks, and these guys just kept on singing. They had more songs to do. We were going to do a song together. Living in Canaan land, but as I looked at my watch and it was 9:45, 9:45, I said, "Boy, we got to get these folks out of here, you know." So we closed it up, and I walked back, and there was a lady who came in a walker. And I always try to go and meet, greet, shake hands with as many folks as you can, but then there's folks that you feel that have made that extra special effort to be there. And I think God lays upon your heart to go greet them. And as I walked, and she was sitting over on this side, and I just sat on the pew right behind her. And I said, "I am so glad that you made the effort to come out to our concert tonight." And she says, well, she says, I want to give you a compliment. And you know how sometimes it's difficult sometimes take compliments, you know, like that. She says, I want to thank you for your attitude in the concerts. And I said, well, ma'am, I just simply enjoy them. She says, no. She says, you do much more because you make other people enjoy them more. What are you going to say? And I turned and I said, well, ma'am, that's very kind of you to say that, but this lady sitting next to you, she is the one to be thanked because she's much younger and she comes on a Friday night early to pick you up. She parks down front. She comes inside and helps you get out of your apartment using that walker to get down to the car. She takes you out for a snack. She comes to church and pulls up in the front here, helps you out along the way. And she's one of those folks who are really tickled with our new concrete. Then she goes back and she parks that car. And at the end of the evening, she waits until most of the people have kind of cleared out to go, bring the car around, and help this lady. That is Christianity. Now, I want you to listen. It is not. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? I'm reading from the sixth verse. I'm going to concentrate on the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth verses here in the book of Isaiah. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, that you should bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you should cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. I saw faith. I saw worship. I saw love in action, simply by the individual making up their mind that, you know what? That's what I'm going to do, what God has laid upon my heart. There's a farmer. Years ago, he needed to hire a helper. And times were tough, and there was hardly anyone who could come help him. But finally, this letter showed up fellow a little letter of recommendation, and it had this phrase in it. It says, "He sleeps in the storm." Somebody had written about this worker that he sleeps in the storm. Farmer thought himself, he says, "You know what, I'm desperate, I'm going to hire him. I don't like this, I don't like, he sounds lazy, but I don't understand, but I'm going to hire him." Now, after a few weeks, after a few months, there was a terrible storm that came up. I remember Thursday night how that storm was rolling. I was about, I don't know what time it was, 3:30 in the morning. I didn't know what had happened out there. I heard noises. I heard thunder and lightning was going on Thursday night. It was booming down south there. It was a heavy storm, and boy, it rained hard. There was a storm that took place, and here's what the writer wrote. It said, "Awakened by the swirling rain and howling wind, the owner, he leapt out of bed. He called for his new worker, his hired hand. But his hired hand was sleeping soundly. So he dashed out into the barn. And he saw to his amazement that the animals were secure with plenty of feed. He ran out into the field. And he saw that the bales of wheat have been bound and are wrapped with tarpaulins. He ran to the silo. The doors are latched, and the grain is dry. And then he understood. He sleeps in the storm." My friends, if we tend to the things that are important in life, if we are right with those we love and behave in line with our faith, our lives will not be cursed with the aching throb of unfulfilled business. Our words will always be sincere. Our embraces will be tight. We will never wallow in the agony of, "I could have, I should have." We can sleep in the storm. And when it is our time, our goodbyes will be complete. I like that story. I like the fact that no matter what is going on, and I saw that Friday night during the concert. I saw all of these things happening, all this beforehand. But then the concert began, and I saw people who were simply prepared because they had done the right thing. They had worked hard. They had prepared. They were simply right with God. And then God's Spirit started to move throughout the congregation. They sang a long time. From the time we started singing just before 7 till the time of 9:45, that's a long time. And people you think would be anxious to get out, but people were still out there going, "Sing one more, sing one more, sing one more." I said, "They can't be a part of Mount Calvary. They can't. They got to be visitors." I knew it when I looked around. They got to be visitors. But you see, when we make the choice, we make the action, "I have chosen." That's where the scripture begins with, "I have chosen." I have chosen to do what? First of all, I have chosen to liberate the oppressed. There are people dealing with things around you. My. When people start to talk to me and they start to share things that are going on in their lives and in their family members' lives, the decisions that they have to make, the things that come, I am amazed. about how so many times on the outside they look like everything's okay, but such turmoil is going on behind the scenes. But then again, I am also fortified in my faith when they tell me, but God has his hand upon it. God has his hand upon it. Liberate the oppressed by sharing the love of God. Share resources with the needy. So many times we look at this and we think of those that are hungry and those need clothing. And I believe that we have a great responsibility in that area. But also we have those that are hungry and needy spiritually. They need what you have been kindly given. They need strength. They need something to hold on to, something to look. They need to walk in and simply feel that somebody is smiling, shaking their hand, giving them a hug, and it's sincere. That's what they need. Provide shelter to the homeless. Amen. This is to be the hospital. So many times, Brother Rich Gillies, and he was the first one I ever heard use that phrase. The Christian army is the only army that has been known to shoot their wounded. Amen. You should say amen. And we know within our past we have not acted as we should have. We know through our simple, foolish self-righteousness we have allowed situations to go by when we could have been a lot more gentle, a lot more understanding, a lot more caring. Provide shelter to the homeless. That means you open the door to that individual that spiritually has nowhere to go. They've tried everything. They've dealt with trouble. They've made the wrong choices. That's when the doors of the church need to be open, and you need to embrace them even more warmly. Supply clothing to the naked. You got to have something that warms you up. This past week, we had our typical winter to summer, spring. We went from, I believe I checked the temperatures on the last two Wednesdays. They were reversed. Two Wednesdays ago, the temperature was 49. The next Wednesday, it was 94. Welcome to D.C. We have that around here. We're special. We live in a special place. And everybody here knows, and we accept it, and we go, oh, that's just the way some of our springtimes are. My mother has a wonderful saying. She's a much bigger fan of the cool months than she is the summer months. She says, because I can always put on enough to stay warm, but I can never quite take off enough to stay cool. We must supply clothing to the naked. We must, when somebody comes within our midst and they bear themselves, when they reveal the things that they have gone through, the improper choices that they may have made, the things, the scars within their lives, we must act. We must act to help clothe them in love, in warmness, in tenderness. We have that responsibility to clothe the naked. And I love this little part here where it says the ninth verse. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. If you see that little word, if You take away the yoke from your midst. The pointing of the finger. Everybody is so willing to just, well, let me tell you about such and such. Let me tell you about such and such. If you eliminate the accusing and the judging of others, if, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. We don't quite know how things are going to work out. I was out in the yard yesterday. It was beautiful. I got to do my most spiritual thing that I do in springtime. I got to cut my grass. I love it. I get on the mower and make noise and I ride. And that is my spiritual. I just love it. I love the smell of freshly cut grass. Nobody calls me. Nobody stops and asks me. I am just on my mower and I'm just tooling around the yard loving it. So being outside and getting things done, getting your hands dirty in the dirt, hopefully you have an opportunity to plant a flower, do something this springtime, cut grass, do whatever you can. Just do it. So I have a lot of these little illustrations, and they're about farmers because I can relate to them. The farmer who wakes up and his horse has run off. I'm going to finish with this one. Because you got about 4 minutes left on your little timer. He wakes up and finds that his horse has run off. And the neighbors come by and say, too bad, such awful luck. He said, well, maybe. The next day, the horse returns with a few other horses. And the neighbors congratulate the farmer on his reversal of fortune. How lucky he is. And he says, maybe, maybe. When his son, he tries to ride one of the new horses and he falls and breaks his leg. And the neighbors come and offer such sincere condolences. And the farmer says, maybe, maybe. And the next day, the army officials come to draft the son. But they didn't take him because of his broken leg. And everyone is happy. Except for the farmer who says, maybe. Now, I've heard stories like this, and they're very simple. And I'm trying so hard within my life to try to be somewhat detached from all these things of success and houses and money and all like that. And I don't know if I'm succeeding. Hopefully I will. Maybe. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house today. God, you have challenged us through prayer, through song. We have joined together in praise of your name. Heavenly Father, we feel that you have a work for us to do. And we feel so privileged to have that opportunity. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us to be led by your Holy Spirit. Allow us to spend this week trying to do what we can to further your kingdom. Allow us to be in tune to that individual. Although the words and the cries might not be very loud, we know that the hurt can be so deep. Let us be warm and compassionate. Let us be full of love. Let us simply be used of you. Heavenly Father, we also have a special prayer request today, and our dear sister Barbara Gillies, that she and the family have a safe trip up. And the next Sunday we will hopefully do the right thing by allowing to be used of you to support those that have suffered such loss. Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave your building. Allow us to enjoy this beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us all choose to be glad in it. And we will do our best to serve you. In the name of Jesus, all God's people said amen. Amen.